Your exact astrology, how and when and where you were born, through whom you were born, is your karma. Your karma is what you have made of the energy that God has given to you. So your astrology is your opportunity to realize an aspect of God as initiation and as victory. Now, when you put the birth date on the 12 o'clock line, go all the way around the clock for the whole year, changing each line to the next month. What will this tell you? This will tell you that on your birthday, if it's June 6th, on the 12 o'clock line, you will be facing the tests of Capricorn and of the hierarchy of Capricorn. The God virtue of Capricorn is power. Power as blu-ray energy, as the thrust of alpha, as the release of spirit. By the action of Capricorn, worlds are born and thrust into the etheric plane. So it is a tremendous power that comes forth at the very hour of your natal hour. That moment when you are born is a thrust of power, it is a thrust of life, and the Holy Spirit ignites the threefold flame, breathes into you the breath of life, and you have the impetus of power for an entire embodiment that is anchored in you. And each year you commemorate that cycle of power. Now, what we have to realize is that each God quality is opposed by resistance in Maya, the resistance of the astral plane, the resistance of illusion. In this case, God power will be resisted by the forces of criticism, condemnation, and judgment. You will notice then, the first month of your birth year, that you will have to make hourly and daily the decision as to whether or not you are going to ensoul power as a flame, as blue light, as the will of God, or if you're going to give way to the condemnation, the criticism, and the judgment that comes upon you as a momentum of world energy and as a momentum of your own past karma. During that entire month, your past karma, wherever you have taken power and misused it to condemn other life, to damn someone. Have you ever cursed someone? That is the misuse of a Capricorn energy. Condemnation. You will also experience at that point whenever someone has condemned you. That perversion of God power must be redeemed, and it is redeemed by the action of the violet flame. You call to the great divine director, who is the hierarch that assists in anchoring the virtues of Capricorn, to expand the will of God as power and to transmute the cause and core of criticism, condemnation, and judgment. You will notice that all of your tests in that month will involve, in some measure, in some degree, the handling of that type of energy. Now, this gives you a tremendous head start on the race of self-mastery in that month, to know what to expect. Not knowing what to expect, what tests are ahead, what lies down the road, this is how people make mistakes and lose their mastery and lose their mission. To know this is a great boon. Then to understand the second month of your birth year is an opportunity, under the hierarchy of Aquarius, to focus the flame of God love. The tests you will face in focusing that love will be the return of energies, karmic energies of hatred, all the way down to mild dislike and irritation. If you have ever had any hatred in your past lives for anyone, that hatred will come up for transmutation. And so you always have the option of getting caught in the spiral of the old energy again, of hatred, or forging ahead through discipline, through determination, to manifest the flame of love. To love your enemies, to love life free, to forgive, to enter into the consciousness of Saint Germain, who is the hierarch that serves with the hierarchies of Aquarius, to help us realize love on the planet. Now, knowing this, you can understand why you feel certain bristling energies of hatred around you the second month of your birth cycle. Why there is such an intensity of hatred, perhaps directed at you, perhaps coming out of your electronic belt, perhaps coming up out of your subconscious. Instead of condemning yourself for it, becoming entangled with it, you see that it follows the chart. You know scientifically this is energy that must be consumed. You consign it to the flame and you move on. And it saves you thousands of years of embroilment just to know what to expect. Now, if you will study 6.04, you will see the names of the masters listed by the line of the clock in section A that come under the 12 hierarchies. Here, this shows the great divine director working with Capricorn, God power, and so on. There are individual ascended masters specifically assigned to the planet Earth to help you and me and all mankind master these cycles under the hierarchies of the sun. You can read their names and see who they are and become familiar with who the master is of your sun sign. Now, once you have placed your sun sign on the clock and you are becoming a master of these cycles, you can do the same with your moon sign and the same with your rising sign. Take wherever your moon was at birth, place it on the 12 o'clock line, and go around the clock, and you can see how you will be tested in terms of lunar energies each month of your yearly cycles. Now let's make sure that we understand that the sun sign, the sign that you go by, is the sign through which you develop your God consciousness. You develop the awareness of your I Am presence, the mastery of God consciousness. The moon sign is the sign of your outer personality. Most people on the planet move like clockwork with the signs of the moon in the 28-day cycle. Wherever the moon is, that's the kind of energy that they're out picturing in the personality and in dealings between personalities. Now, the perverted energies of each of these houses, or the lower energies, will be what the moon will amplify, because the moon is a disk of light that amplifies the feeling body or the emotional quadrant or water, the water element, which on the planet is the astral plane where the deepest, darkest energies of mankind are lodged. So the moon affects people very acutely and very negatively. The moon should be transmuted. It is simply a mirror that reflects whatever is in the feeling body of mankind collectively and individually. If we would clean up our feelings, we would find that the moon would reflect the light of God from our feeling bodies, and we would have an amplification by the power of the moon of all that is good and all that is virtue. So the 28-day cycle of the moon will show us what to watch out for, first of all. Aside from your moon sign, just take the 28-day cycle of the change of the moon through the 12 hierarchies. At this moment, the moon is in Aries. It will be an accentuation at the lower level of ego factors, the ego asserting itself. If there is attainment in the life stream during the cycle of Aries, it will be an assertion of the Christ potential, because Aries is on the 3 o'clock line, the sign of the sun, the sign of the Christ, the sign of the Son of God. So Aries is the sign where we fulfill our divine ego, our Christ self, and we come to know ourselves and one another as the Christ, and we exalt the Christ. The ego, then, is the perversion of the Christ. It's the carnal mind that usurps the authority of the Christ. So while the moon is in Aries, we have a chance to pass a test of the ego. Are we going to let the ego run away with a situation, or are we going to let the Christ be the commanding presence of a situation? Tonight, the moon will be moving into Taurus. Taurus energy focuses the flame of obedience. Its perversion is rebellion, disobedience, stubbornness, and defiance of the law. Whenever the moon is in Taurus, you can count on having discipline problems with your children. You can count on them wanting to go beyond the bounds which have been set by you as discipline in the home. You can count on it because this is where the mass consciousness is, And no matter how highly evolved your children are, that if they are highly evolved, they're even more prone to pick up, by their sensitivity, the world momentum of rebellion that has caused the sinking of both continents and that is very heavy as a record on the planet. The planet is known to be a planet of rebellious life streams. This is how Earth is known in this solar system. Rebels who want freedom without responsibility. And many rebels have been confined to this planet for many centuries. So when the moon comes around to Taurus, we know we're going to have a test. Do we love God enough to be obedient to his laws, even if we don't understand his laws? Or are we going to give in to rebellion? Now, in each of the signs of the clock, you study them. You see under section B, in their 604 decree, the perversions of the God quality. And the God quality is listed in section C. So you're ready for and you anticipate whatever the sign of the sun brings each month, whatever the sign of the moon brings each month, according to the solar year, according to the calendar. The next thing you want to be aware of is your own birth year. So that would be a third chart. The first chart you keep is the cycle of the year of the Earth. The sun is in Gemini now for the Earth. So we're aware of Gemini energies, of great wisdom being released from the Lords of Mind during the cycle of Gemini. The perversion of this wisdom is the attempt to split apart Father and Mother, Alpha and Omega, to split you in half, to divide your mind and your heart, your emotions and your ideas. In other words, divide and conquer is the technique of the dark forces during Gemini. It's a very treacherous period every year. It is a treacherous period. It's a time when the Luciferians seek to divide the body of light. This is the time when they seek to destroy your marriage, to tear you apart. So you have to be aware of Gemini cycle as a great opportunity for the victory of wisdom that is opposed by jealousy, by ignorance, by envy. Above all, there should never be any jealousy between husband and wife. That is the energy that is thrust forth in Gemini to split. And one of the masters, Mother Mary herself, has recently commented on how human jealousies are used against the divine plan for the Golden Age. Now you see, the sun is in Gemini, the moon is in Aries. So you have two factors to consider in the testing of the planet. The planet will be tested in terms of the mental quadrant. Both signs are in the mental quadrant. So it's going to be a testing of the mind. Can the mind retain the Christ mind and be the Christ mind, or will it degenerate to the level of the carnal mind? So it's a test of air, of the mental quadrant. For the whole planet, everyone evolving here right now is having the same tests. Then we come to the individual tests of yourself. And that involves taking another circle of the clock and putting your birthday on the 12 o'clock line and going through month by month your calendar year. You want to make one of these clocks for every member of your family and keep it on a chart, keep it in your kitchen, check it each day, know the cycles of your children. Know when your children are going through a disciplinary crisis or an emotional crisis because they're passing through a sign that's, say, in the emotional quadrant, Cancer, Leo, or Virgo on the 6, 7, and 8 o'clock lines. Have compassion for them. Realize that they're going through this testing. Don't let them get away with anything simply because you know they're being tested. If they give way to the force of the tearing down of the Christed being within, they must be disciplined. Discipline is very important. Children must not be able to use as an excuse the fact that they're under attack or that they're combating world energies to get away with anything they want to. But you, having an awareness of this clock, you can at least understand how to deal with the problem of discipline, what the child really needs. If the child is manifesting ingratitude because the child is in a Leo cycle on the 7 o'clock line, you recognize that the child is not appreciating the love of God. The child has to be brought into an awareness of God as love, and taught the meaning of gratitude, to be thankful for what he or she has and not constantly be wanting more, as our children in the American society so often do. The child has to learn emotional control. Learning to say thank you and please will be an aspect of a Leo cycle, and it shouldn't be missed when children say, I want this, and I want that, and I want it now. Or when your own little ego says the same. You check and see if there isn't a Leo cycle of ingratitude going on. And realize this energy is up for transmutation. Call upon the violet flame to pass through that energy. Call to the goddess of liberty who holds the focus on that line to ensoul God gratitude within you and within the children. Now, if you want to get more technical and more involved, as I said, you can put the moon, the sign of the moon on the clock for a 12-month cycle, and your ascending or your rising sign. That means you would have a total of 5 different charts to be aware of for every member of your family. That is a bit involved. You don't have to do that. But at least keep the months of the birth year of the sun sign. Now, I'd like to point out that we also use this clock to focus the year of our birth, and we use each line of the clock denoting another year in the cycles of our history. So if you're born in 1910, you'd put 1910 on the 12 o'clock line, 1911 on the 1, 1912 on the 2. Let's say you're born in 1960. 1960 on the 12 o'clock line, 1961 on the 1. This means that everybody has the same tests, the same years of their life. You are 0 years old on the 12 o'clock line. That's the line of your birth. So the first 12 months of your life, you're dealing with the energies of God power, and if you don't make it, if a child passes on in the first 12 months or at birth, it is because of the weight of criticism, condemnation, and judgment of the planet or of past karma or past cycles. Father and mother keeping the flame for an incoming child will remember to call to the great divine director for divine direction to be anchored in the etheric body of the child during the first year of the child's life. Everybody's first birthday comes under the hierarchy of Aquarius. The second year, from 1 year old on, will be an opportunity to expand the flame of love. Knowing this, as a father and mother, give decrees of love for your child as you rock your child to sleep at night. And there's no reason why you shouldn't rock your child to sleep at night and feel the flow going from your heart into the body of the child as you invoke the flame and give your invocations. Once you start that, your child will beg you to pray with him, to decree with him every night, and will call and call for you until you do this, because children are so uplifted by meditation, by decrees. And if you stop to take a breath or pause, the child will open an eye and say, decree mama, because they love to hear the mantras of God and they feel that flow. Along with decreeing for the child, you visualize the glow of the fire you're invoking, a pink glow around the child, or if you're doing decrees for healing, the green fire. And you commend this child into the arms of God as you give these decrees, and you are placing in the subconscious of that child a momentum of light that will be for life. A fantastic momentum of victory and overcoming. When the child is 2 years old, the child will face the testings of the hierarchy of Pisces on the 2 o'clock line, fear, doubt, human questioning, and records of death. If suddenly your child becomes fearful, fretful, emotional, you'll know it's a water sign Pisces. It's a year to deal with emotions, it's a year to deal with fears, and also past records of death. These must be transmuted. You make invocations, prayers, in the preamble to your decrees for the victory of your child over these momentums. The child is 3. It has the opportunity on the 3 o'clock line then to develop its identity as the Christ. If you cater to that child and don't discipline the child will develop in that year an ego for life, an insurmountable ego. That is the year when the child comes from the etheric quadrant to the mental quadrant. It is the year when there is a stepping down of energies. And for the first 3 years prior to the third birthday, the child is actually living more in the etheric plane than it is in the physical plane. It is more aware of its communion with angels, with elementals, with hierarchies of light. And sometimes children do not even know when they've made the transition, when they wake up in the morning or after their naps, going from the octaves of light with the masters and coming down into form with their new father and mother. So the period of transition for the soul is not just the 9 months of gestation. It's during the first whole 3 years. And those sweet little children running around our houses like little angels are really still in heaven. They're still a part of the etheric plane, very much aware, if they have light, of the master's presence. And they will talk to you about the masters. When you give them their names and show them the master's pictures, they will come and tell you that they're seeing these masters. Now you find in the case where children have a heavy karma and density and the parents are dense, that they do not experience the octaves of light, because their etheric body is so filled with the debris of past karma that they are more tethered to the earth plane. So it depends on the type of child. So age 3, the dawn of the Christ mind. A whole new cycle begins. If you know that, you can work with your child to develop the image of self as the Christ. Age 4 is an age of independence, which can become rebellion if you don't train the child in obedience. The philosophy of Maria Montessori teaches how we train our children to pass through these tests, although they're not outlined in this manner. But the technique also comes from Mother Mary, and it provides a way in each year of the child's life for the child to come to grips with the energies of its karma or its astrology. Now, you can go around the clock and you can predict what your children will be passing through in each birthday cycle. You can see what you'll have to help them with, what you'll have to help them to overcome. Now let's look at the clock in the triangles. Capricorn, Taurus, and Virgo are the earth signs. They form the rising triangle, the triangle that rises from the earth. It's blue energy, it's for the mastery of the physical body. If you or a member of your family is a Capricorn, a Taurus, or a Virgo, you have to come to understand the nature of an earth sign. Tethered to the earth, wanting to gain victory in the earth, wanting to use and implement through the earth element the mastery of creation. So you want to help a child that is in this sign to gain the victory in the physical. The next triangle, the triangle of fire, Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. If you have a fire sign in your household, you have an individual who is manifesting, first and foremost, the fire or the etheric quadrant, the blueprint. This person you will want to work with to help to focus the divine blueprint instead of its perversion. You want to help this person use the energies of the sacred fire for the transmutation of the subconscious. You want to meditate with a child who is a fire sign upon the sacred fire so that the child becomes familiar with the flames. Show them the flame charts. Teach them the colors of the rays. Show them the leaping and the burning of the flame. And a fire sign will definitely enjoy this as a meditation, even a 2-year-old. The next quadrant is the water signs, Pisces, Cancer, and Scorpio. The descending energies of spirit, the descending triangle. You put the ascending of the earth triangle and the descending of the water, and you get a 6-pointed star. And that's the star of victory through the mastery of earth and water. Pisces, Cancer, and Scorpio, then, we must teach our children, above all, emotional control. Water is emotion, energy in motion, emotion. Children born under this sign must, in this lifetime, gain the victory of their emotions. The time to start is not at the end of a lifetime, not in adolescence, not when they're 12, but right at the moment of birth with meditation. The next triangle, the triangle of air, Aquarius, Gemini, and Libra. The triangle for the conquering of the mental body through the air signs. These three hierarchies teach you the mastery of the mental quadrant. The next step in the study of astrology is to see how the given signs and a given family work together, or perhaps have difficulty working together because they do not quite blend together. For instance, fire and water signs have to work a little harder to get along than, let's say, fire and air signs, which are complementary. So if you understand each member of the family having an identity that must be realized through the hierarchy under which he serves, you will give that individual the freedom to be what he is, to be what God made him. You will not try to mold him after your sign or your tests or your personality. You will study the clock and see that you must nourish, as a father, as a mother, the flame of life as it is unfolding within the member of your family. Now, this information that I've given you is a bit concentrated. There's much more to be said about it. We take a number of weeks at AMU to cover this subject. I've given you more of a summary tonight, and for some of you, if it's the first time you've heard a lecture on the cosmic clock, it has at least whetted your imagination and your appetite to understand more, because you see it as a science, and the more you practice it, the more you will see that it does work. So I encourage you to at least take your 6.04 decree and give that decree daily. You can give it in any combination. You can take the 6.04 decree and give, if you want to concentrate on the emotional hierarchies, give just the lines 2, 6, and 10. Or 12, 4, and 8, or any combinations. Now, there are all kinds of combinations of the lines as they mesh, as they interweave. As you study the clock, these will come to your consciousness.